FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music, bringing you Brandon Lake's Graves in the Garden. That's with Elevation Worship and Mandisa's Press On. Prior to that, good morning to you at 7:03.
Hey, good morning, friends. Lisa Landis wants to play your requests and dedications tomorrow at 5. Listen for your cue to call. Email Lisa at WJTL.com or post your requests on Facebook each Friday afternoon. It's the Friday Requests and Dedication Hour right here on FM 90.3 WJTL.
Joining us live on the air from Jubilee Ministries, our friend Aaron Keller. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great. So great to have you on. Aaron, anybody want to say hello to on this Thursday morning?
Yeah, sure. I'd got to throw a shout out to my cousin Jenny, whose birthday is today, and I've never met anyone so obsessed with her own birthday. So I thought that would be a great time to do that. And to my wife, Alexa, who's getting our boys ready before she heads off to work.
So, oh, happy birthday, Jenny. That's pretty fun.
Awesome.
Aaron, tell us about Jubilee Ministries.
Yeah, so Jubilee Ministries is a prison ministry based in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, and one of the main ways people know us and our footprint is we have 6 thrift stores. We just recently opened one in Wernersville in January, and we also have an online store. So the stores are the most obvious, you know, visual representation, and they raise money for the ministry. But the ministry itself is really a prison ministry. We currently have 10 chaplains in 8 different prison facilities throughout the state of Pennsylvania. And then we have an aftercare program located in Lebanon, and that's for guys, men, who are coming out of prison and are looking for a real life-changing experience. So that program basically, you know, teaches them a new way to live, teaches them a new way to work and interact with people, and it's all gospel-based, so it's really only through the transformational power of Christ. So those are the big ones, and then we also have a camp ministry in the summer where we sponsor children to go to camp for a week at a Bible-based camp, and those kids, the qualifier is that they have a parent who's been affected by incarceration.
Wow.
So trying to minister to all those affected by incarceration, whether in jail, out of jail, or even family members. So that's kind of the big picture of Jubilee Ministries.
Wow.
You
guys,
awesome.
You guys are doing a lot, and yeah, it is awesome. Aaron, if folks want more information about Jubilee Ministries, is visiting online probably the best way to do that?
Yeah, the best place is our website, which is www.jub.org. And then that has everything from our ministry programs to any upcoming events, our online store, and then information about our stores.
Find out about Jubilee Ministries online, jub.org, about their chaplaincy, aftercare, about their camps, about everything they're doing. Also, we're going to talk more with Aaron coming up about the golf tournament in May. That is a way that you can find out more information and get involved in supporting what God is doing through Jubilee Ministries. Check it out again, jub.org. More with Aaron on the way. Also, Tasha Layton, Supertones, and more coming up. With